CliffCentral.com.
Woohoo! And we are cutting it indeed. So, you know by now that we are listening to the weekly mashup with myself, Candace Mama. And no, Tumisha is not in studio today. But I've got an awesome, like, amazingly good looking.
Oh, don't stop. Keep
replacement.
Going. Oh, keep going. Don't stop right there. Keep going.
Listen to his voice, guys.
Keep going.
Like, ridiculous, right? Ridiculous. Mm. So, are you going to introduce yourself, sir, or should I?
So, the mashup, I like that. That's a mashup.
The weekly mashup.
The weekly mashup. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to it. It's your boy, Stephen Mark. And, of course, you are live in studio with me right now. And I'm sitting there for the T-Man on the weekly mashup. Oh, this is going to be good. This is going to be good.
This is going to be a good show.
Oh, absolutely.
But we kind of threw you into this, right?
Yes,
we
did.
Because T was supposed to get you.
Yes.
And then I greeted you.
But I'm not
you.
Complaining. I came up the stairs and I saw you and I was like, oh, Lord, everything's good. Everything's good. Everything is good, fam. Everything is good. We are right.
Wow, you're going to give me such a big hit.
Hey, you,
like, it's going to be ridiculous.
And you still look beautiful. So, okay. You know when people that you rock up when you're like, you couldn't be ugly if you tried?
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Yeah. It's one of those situations.
Guys, we actually do have a show lined up. Like, yeah. The show's not going to be back and forth.
Right.
But, Steve, you have a book.
Yes, I do.
And this book seems quite interesting. Like, I mean,
yeah.
I look at you and, I mean, stereotypically speaking,
yeah.
Most people wouldn't, like, first thing and think, wow, this guy wrote a book.
Yeah.
Very stereotypical.
I know. I can't even believe I wrote a book. It's the truth, though. I mean, you know, when you have a dream or a goal, that's different. You know, if you
yeah.
see yourself doing something or you're working toward getting something done, then,
yeah.
you know, that's expected. But I never had any dreams of being an author. Yeah, or writing a book or anything like that. And I think it was one of those situations. I was sitting out in L.A. and I was just like, okay, I got some time on my hands.
Yeah.
And I had just finished listening to, because I listen to a lot of audible books.
Okay.
I had just finished listening to Think and Grow Rich by
Napoleon Hill. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was just like, you know, just think about something you want to do right now and think about something drastic that you want to do. And I go, I want to write a book, you know, and that was it. Done.
Well, you know, a lot of us have intention.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of us would have that thought and be like, but let me go grab a snack. By the time you get back from grabbing your snack, you're like, I'm done.
No? Exactly. Yeah.
That was just, I was just
and you
playing.
Change your mind about it, you know. And I remember my brother, you know, he said to me, and he knows me pretty well too. So I said to him, hey, I'm going to write a book. And he laughed. He laughed so hard. He was just like, about what? You know?
Because it's interesting.
I know, but
title,
right
geez.
In the middle of that, he switched.
Oh.
I mean, the title wasn't even there yet. He just switched in the middle of it. He's like, yeah, I think you should do it.
Huh.
But I need you to give me a timeline. You know, give me a timeline so I know you're serious. Because he knows if I give him a timeline, I can't back out. That's it's just our thing. That if you give each other a timeline, you got to get it done.
Huh.
You know,
it's commitment.
Commitment. Exactly.
Oh, damn.
Exactly.
But this book is very interesting because I think a lot of women would want to buy this book just to get into inside the male psyche. You
know the male psyche. And I think I specifically called it the refined player.
Yeah.
Sex, lies, and dates. just because, and it's weird. It's always interesting for me to see people's reaction because you go, the refined player. And you kind of hold it, and you go, oh, okay, sex, lies, and dates. And they go, ooh, what's that about?
Yeah.
So it's been interesting, man. It's been interesting. I actually I was speaking to a lady in the UK this morning that said she bought the book about 6 months ago.
Okay.
And she finally picked it up this morning. And, you know, she was like, I'm not trying to be funny or anything, but can we, like, Skype? You know, I just need to talk to you. Like, I want to see if, you know, you're real or whatever.
Yeah.
And she was crying on the phone because she said that, for all these years, it finally made sense to her.
Mm.
You know, it finally made sense about this whole concept of a fairy tale and how much, you know, she wanted to change her guy so much without just living and just being and coexisting within an existence, you know.
But that's a lot of wisdom to be putting into a book, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of women would be intimidated dating like a really attractive guy because, I mean, automatically you assume that that comes with a lot of problems.
Right. But it's the same thing vice versa.
Really?
Yeah, of course. Of course. You know, I and that's why I say to people, you got to be honest about where you are. And more importantly, have an idea of the kind of relationship you want to be in before getting into a relationship.
Yeah.
A lot of people get into the relationship and only then try to figure out the kind of relationship they want to be in. So if you're a lady that's into a guy that's buffed, you know, but you are dating a skinny dude, doesn't make sense, does it?
You're like, he'll get there.
Exactly.
Eventually.
Exactly. So already that's the wrong start. That's the wrong start to be on.
But I mean, wouldn't you say that sometimes women seem to be fixers? We want to fix things.
Yeah, but you know? I mean, look, I don't necessarily know if it's a thing of fixers. I think women, a woman is able to see your potential.
Mm.
And mm. I don't think a woman should be blamed for that.
Yeah.
If you look at me and you see king potential.
Yeah.
And I think we're having this conversation off air where
if
you look at me and you see king potential,
mm.
but I'm not ready to be king. I just want to be a peasant walking around town acting like I'm somebody when I ain't nobody.
Yeah.
Then you can't change that. You know, and by being nobody, I mean that you are still caught up in your, you know, I want to be a teenager. I want to live.
Yeah.
I want to be free. I want to be. And so I always find it interesting when people say, I'm trying to find myself, because you don't find yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You discover yourself.
That's beautiful, though.
You know.
But you find, since you've written this book, people look at you as like a dating guru. Like they just want to ask you for dating advice.
Yeah, it does. It does happen. It does happen. But I mean, look, I didn't write anything in my book that's never been said or spoken about before.
Mm.
I think what it was, I wrote it in a very conversational tone.
Mm.
You know, I just had to speak about. So in the book, I asked questions like, why should a woman be, you know, punished for her success? Why should you dumb down before I, as a man, feel less emasculated?
Wow.
So I find that men often feel that, okay, because of, you know, quote unquote, I'm supposed to be the provider, then I feel intimidated if my woman may earn more than I do.
Oh, yeah.
You see, but if you didn't make it an issue for me, why am I making it an issue?
Yeah.
And so what if you earn more?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Why am I not inspired by that? Why am I not saying, honey, how did you do it? Teach me. I want to learn.
Jeez.
And it's the same concept when it comes to sex.
That is true.
You know, men always assume that I got this figured out, baby. Okay. Come on. I'm a hump chump all the way through this thing. Let's go.
I was told.
You see what I'm saying?
I'm a Mac player. Baby.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm always, my thing is always, who better to teach you than the woman whose legs are betwixt, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, you are not Sharon, you know, you are not Sharon or Sitsandua or anyone else out there. You know, you are yourself. Like,
a new person.
Exactly. Take the time to discover what I like.
Yeah.
You know, because John likes something doesn't mean I'm going to like it.
That is true.
You know what I mean?
You know what? I find that men really struggle with that concept sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, because as soon as you try and bring it up, it's like, oh, so I'm not making you happy.
You see, there you go. Exactly. Exactly.
So what advice would you give women to bring up that topic? Well, let's say their man isn't really.
Well, for me, I always say it's not so much about what you say.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you say it.
Ah.
You see?
Yeah, you can't be aggressive about it.
Exactly.
Like, and listen here.
Exactly. But, you know, and I think as dudes as well, we got to start paying more attention.
Mm.
You know, we got to start paying more attention as to what makes a woman happy. And when she says something, take mental notes of it. Because it's the one thing I've learned over the years in my own life is that women hate mothering the men in their lives.
Mm.
They don't like it.
Yes.
Yeah. Women hate mothering the men in their lives.
Yeah.
And you can't say you want me to respect you as the man of the house, but
and
you're acting like the child of the house.
Yeah.
It don't make no sense. That don't make no sense.
But people tend to think that that's a woman's role sometimes. You know, they take on this role of like, oh, well, that's what my mother does. So
exactly.
That's
but
what
you
should do.
Yeah, but you ain't your mama. you ain't your mama. You know, it don't make no sense. You ain't your mama. You know, it's kind of like, I mean, I remember I was in this relationship and I mean, her mom was amazing, incredible.
Yeah.
You know, you start thinking, man, I wish she was a lot more like her mama.
Oh, damn.
And my friends were just like, yeah, but except she ain't her mama. You know, you got to understand and just come to that realization. She ain't her mama.
That could be a song. I think Jay Lo's got a song. Wait, she's got a song. What's it called? I Ain't Your Mama.
I Ain't Your Mama. Oh, yeah. I didn't even know that.
You see? And she says that a lot. She's like, I ain't your mama.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, we just got to find the balance. I don't think we're always honest about where we are and what we want.
Yeah.
From the relationship, from friendship, from anything.
Yeah.
You know, and if you got to be honest. And sometimes it's difficult too, because, I mean, let's take it a bit further then.
Okay.
Like I said, we all come into this world on a spiritual level of, if we're saying that, cool, a woman was made from a man's rib. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with the Christian doctrine, because I'm Christian.
Okay.
So if we go with that doctrine to say, all right, cool, a woman was made from my rib,
mm-hmm.
then we didn't come into the world together.
Mm.
As in, I'm born single.
Yeah.
You're born single, right?
Yeah.
So technically then, again, from a spiritual perspective,
mm-hmm.
I am without a rib.
Mm.
And so I have to go through this journey to find a rib to make me complete.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
But if you're in this relationship with your rib and this rib keeps pricking you,
yeah,
then that's not your rib, right?
And you're like, you know what? I will fix it.
Exactly. I'm going to keep chiseling it. I'm going to keep getting a hammer. I'm going to hammer at that thing.
I'm going to hammer it until it fits.
Exactly. So if it's too small, it's too small. It's going to keep falling out, right?
Yeah.
If it's too big, it's not going to be squeezing properly, right?
It's uncomfortable.
Right? It's uncomfortable too, right? So, but oftentimes we hold on to hope.
Mm-mm.
Instead of realizing that sometimes all you got to do is just keep looking and she's right there. Like the perfect rib is right there.
But do you think sometimes you get in our own way? We're looking for a particular image or idea.
Oh, absolutely.
And we miss the rub.
Absolutely. You know? But sometimes as well, I believe that familiarity breeds contempt.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So we get into the relationship and we get comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, oh, he got it figured out.
Yeah.
Oh, she got it figured out.
Yeah.
And if we're going to talk about this from a movie's perspective, right? Mm-hmm. So this is your life. This is your film, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then you say to me, be the man of the house. You know, be the man of this thing. Do this thing.
Yeah.
If you give me no input, then I'm just going to do what I think is right.
Yeah.
Right? You got to help out with the budget. You got to help out with the producing of this thing. You got to help out with the casting of this thing.
Yeah.
But you kind of just left it to me.
Yeah.
And then you get mad at me for doing it my way.
Because it's an incorrect vision.
Exactly.
Mm.
So why aren't you sharing this part with me?
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's kind of like how I always say about cooking.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm a 21st century guy, right?
Mm.
But I'm still old school about certain things.
Okay.
So I'm not saying it's your place to be in the kitchen.
Yeah.
No. But I do expect you to be a woman around here. That's all. That's all.
So being a woman would entail cooking, cleaning, you know.
Yeah.
Doing. Okay,
and cool. I'm going to help out with that just the same. I'm not saying it's your job.
Alone.
No, it's not. I'm not saying it's your job to be in the kitchen. Yeah. No. See, the basic premise is this. In the kitchen, there is food.
Mm-hmm.
We are hungry. If there's food in the kitchen, you belong in the kitchen. I belong in the kitchen.
Yeah.
As long as we both need to eat, we both belong in the kitchen.
Yes, okay.
So let's not give each other responsibilities, but rather let's take care of each other.
Do you think the 21st century doctrine that women have been fed now with, you know, I'm as independent, I don't do this, I don't do that for a man, I don't. And we cling on to those I don't.
Yeah.
That we stop actually having that feminine power that women come with.
And that's what I'm saying. I think you can't, you got to realize that by being a woman in a relationship, that doesn't take away from you being a woman.
Mm.
It doesn't take away from that.
Mm.
You know, and I think that's where, so if you say to me, I'm Miss Independent, I don't need a guy, but why are you holding on to that? But when it's time for the D, you're talking about you want some D. No, don't be wanting no D either then. Don't be asking for no D then. You don't need a man, right? Come on now. You don't need no man.
So figure it out.
You figure it out by yourself then. And if you want to go over there and buy a D, go ahead, buy a D. See the emotions you get out of that dad D.
Oh my God.
Ain't no emotion in that D, I tell you now.
It's not going to compliment you.
It's not going to compliment you. It's not going to be, hey, you like that girl, huh? You ain't got nobody to look back on like, what the hell I done to you? You know, you ain't got no eyes to be looking into.
Oh my God.
You ain't got nobody to cuddle up on you. Come on now.
I don't need no man.
I'm just saying, talk about you don't. You girl, you need a man. I need me a woman too.
Oh my gosh.
We need each other.
We
the
do.
Fact is this, I won't ever be able to mother a child.
Yeah.
And you will never be able to father a child.
Yes.
It's kind of like I say to my friends all the time. It's good to know how to use your phallus.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, penis. Let's go back to it. All right, let's go back to the basics. It's good to know how to use your penis.
Yeah.
Okay? But it is not what makes you a man. And I feel like too many men base their masculinity on their penises.
And that's true.
It's good to know how to use it. That's the basic. You know, it's good.
Yeah.
But it's an auxiliary. It's an extension of you.
Yeah.
It is not what makes you a man.
But don't you think in this day and age of instant gratification, Instagram, Facebook, you know, everything's Tinder.
Yeah.
Everything is literally at the top of our
thing. Stay away from that one, girl. Stay away from that one.
Tinder is a problem. It is. I mean, it works. It works for some. I've got some friends who are still in relationships from swiping.
Wow.
Yeah. Unfortunately, No, that's very unsuccessful.
Yeah. I'm old school with the books. I want to turn the pages, you know.
Yeah.
I want to turn the pages.
But there's something so strange to me about the concept that society allows you to literally just judge a person based on a single profile picture, right?
Is that society or is that you, though?
Huh. Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
Because each of us are going through this life with a choice.
Yeah.
So I could look at your picture and go, I like it. I don't like that.
Mm.
But you're entitled to that opinion.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, for example, I was having a conversation with my dad the other night. And I said, oh, Dad, I'm so hurt by what this person said behind my back.
Mm.
And he said, but why are you hurt? You shouldn't be hurt by what they have to say. That's their honesty.
Mm.
That's their truth.
Oh, damn.
But oftentimes we are mad because we wouldn't say that about the person. Yes. So oftentimes it's not that people disappoint us sometimes.
Yeah.
They just don't meet our standards because we wouldn't do it that way.
Huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And it's the same thing in a relationship. It's not that she's bad or you're bad. No, we're just two different people at different parts in our lives. And we're not accepting that.
Yes. But do you think sometimes you could meet, there's always the saying that you meet the perfect person at the wrong time.
I really think that's possible because if you're at settle down stage, you want commitment. All right. So let's say that would probably make you in your late 20s, early 30s. Yeah. That's kind of where you start going, I want to settle down. Yeah. I want commitment.
Yeah.
And if that person is now in their early 20s, they want to party. They want to have a great time. They want to spend their money frivolously.
Yeah.
You've been through that phase.
Yeah.
And so if the woman is the older one, you start seeing as the mama type.
Mm.
If the guy is the older, he starts seeing as the daddy type.
Yeah.
So you realize that the fights you have is no longer about the relationship, but it's kind of like, why didn't you do the laundry? Why didn't you cook?
Yeah.
It's always these father-like symptoms.
Oh, yes.
So yeah, you can meet the right person at the wrong time.
Do you think that then, because if the soulmate concept, right, the single rib concept applies, what if your soulmate is 20-something, 21, and you are 35, 36?
I don't know if that's right.
You don't?
I don't think the universe would do that to you. I just can't see that. I can't see the universe sitting there going, listen, she's 35, but we going to give her a 21-year-old man. I can't see it. Mm-mm. He's 45 years old, but hey, let's give him a 20-year-old girl. What? You could be her daddy, literally. Get out of here.
Just the dreams you sell ourselves.
Yeah, come on now. Let's be real about it. Come on, let's be real about it. I mean, were at 25, and you're looking at this baby being born. Come on, man. Let's be real about it. God. At 25, this baby would have been born. You get to 45 going, you know, I've always been in love with you. I think you're my soulmate. Come on, get out of here. Hell no. Get out of here. Nah. I'm not buying that. Nope.
But wouldn't it be like you're meeting at a different stage in your life? So
no. Go find a 40-year-old woman. You're 45. Find a 40-year-old woman. If you want somebody a little younger, there you go. even at 30. Find somebody at 30. I don't know. But like, it just seems a bit extreme.
But Celine Dion and her husband, they worked out. What's his name?
Rene, yes. look, I mean, I'm not saying that there isn't love out there at a different age, but it was a matter of saying that your question was a matter of meeting the right person at the wrong time.
Okay.
You know, and your soulmate, because it seems so, okay, so let's forget about the age thing then. Yes. Or actually, no, we have to talk about age thing, because if I meet you and you're my soulmate, I want to go through life with you.
Oh, yeah.
So here I am at 45 and I meet you at 20. And I'm like, I know I'm going to be dead in a couple years. So we ain't getting no time together. What kind of, no. That's not a God I serve. Mm-mm, he better find me somebody my time.
Oh my God.
We need to enjoy this. We need to walk this year path together, baby.
That when you complaining about backaches, they understand.
Here I am at 60, talking about, you know, girl, where them blue pills at? And you looking over there like, I don't know. No, dude, no. I'm not doing it.
Okay, do you think that in society today that with, because the actual question I wanted to ask was the instant gratification thing. So, if you're in a fight with your partner, for example, it's so easy to log on to Instagram. And I mean, you're an actor, a model, you're attractive. Yeah. So people log on to your Instagram, and I'm sure girls are sliding into the DMs all the time.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't just...
That's my favorite line. I love that line. Like, you get...
Slide into the DM.
You get my tweets all the time. I just randomly at late hours, it goes down in the DM. You know, folks like, come on, give us a Snapchat so we know it's real. I'm like,
oh my God.
Go get your stories elsewhere. Go get your gossip elsewhere. But here's the thing about that. Maturity.
Mm.
Maturity teaches you to be thankful for a compliment.
Mm.
And to just see it as a compliment.
Yeah.
You know, so when I get compliments of, oh my God, you are so hot, or oh, I'd be like, thank you.
Mm.
Yeah, just thank you.
Oh.
That's all.
Nothing?
Nothing.
How are you?
No, you said you're hot, right? That's all. Thank you. If you ask me, if you say to me, how are you? I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Hmm.
Good. Okay.
So do you interact with everyone, or does it have like
No, I interact with everyone. Yeah, I interact with everyone, man. I mean, and you know, I mean, sometimes I get gay dudes passing at me. I'm like, you know, my brother, I thank you for reaching out. I thank you for finding me sexy and everything. But this makes me a little uncomfortable. It's not my style.
I'm just not that way.
Yeah, it's not where I am right now. You know, yeah. You know, everybody got to go through this stuff, man. That's just where it is. Yeah.
But I think it does come down to maturity then.
Yeah, no, it does.
Because a lot of the time, some people think there's always something better out there because they were the perfect person for them at that particular time in their life.
I think if you think there's always somebody else out there for you, you haven't met the right one yet.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's like a tweetable line.
Yeah. And I mean, well, thanks. I mean, I've been there. I've been there too where... I mean, my ex, for example, when we met, I had no doubts. She was the first woman I thought about marrying.
Hmm.
When I looked at her, I had absolutely no doubts. I was like, you are the one. I know it. I just know it. But she was in a different phase. She was going through the processes.
Hmm.
And I don't hate her. None of that. I just figured she got to go experience life first.
Hmm.
You know, and I think it's unfair because I've always dated older women, if you may. And It's always been that thing where I felt like I missed out on a lot of my 20s.
Okay.
Because I was always trying to be this mature dude, you know?
Yeah.
And so I don't feel like I really, and the traveling and all of that. It was just like you never had a time to really just like go through your 20s and enjoy. Mm. You know, it was always a thing of, but why you got to go out all the time? And why are you hanging out with all these girls? And there's always somebody new. And you're just like, I'm just modeling, living my life. You know?
But that's true.
Yeah.
We like try and rush these processes and these aspects of our lives. Then we wake up one day and we're like, damn.
Yeah, and I think that's why my next book will be called Trust the Process.
Huh.
Yeah.
Are you already working on it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's completely different from this one, but...
Yeah.
I think it's like watching that movie and everything goes chaotic and then it just slows right down and the sound goes off and it's just...
Yeah.
There it is. And he's just dancing around. Yeah. It's just a peaceful moment.
Yeah.
So I think I see things that people don't often look at. Especially, and that's probably what it was in terms of writing this book, is that I spent so much time around women from a child, you know, from childhood, that it's just always been, I think I'm able to just hear things the way people don't hear it, or the way guys don't hear it.
Yeah.
And so that's why the book is written from a female's perspective.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm.
That's amazing, though, that you write a book from a female perspective, since, you know, a woman, we hear and we dare sometimes, you know, we can say this and then mean this.
Which is why I had to interview over 800 men just to get to find that balance, you know. It's kind of like what I've learned. And I mean, to all the fellas listening, you know, women will agree. Women often agree with this.
Yeah.
And in fact, I had this conversation last night where I said, I was standing with two women at a conference and I said to them, well, women, I'm confused. That's how I started a conversation. I was like, I'm confused.
Yeah.
Women don't like a guy being too soft. No, women say, I need a guy who's loving and kind and, you know, he's amazing.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
All right.
Who listens to everything
I have to say.
And he thinks
and
I'm so
exactly.
smart.
And, you know, he's not an a-hole, you know, like he's an amazing guy.
He's not a bully.
He's not a bully and he's all that, right?
Yeah.
And then she goes, no, but I like a nice guy. And I said, and I switch it up.
Mm.
I said, a woman wants a guy who's in between.
We do.
If he's too soft, you take advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's too hard, it's kind of like, you see?
You're like, no.
Exactly. But I've come to realize that as a dude, you got to find the middle ground.
That's
you know
very
what I mean?
Hard.
Because the difference between being nice and being soft, and that's something I had to learn.
That
and
is
And I
so
had to
true.
Learn it the hard way.
Yes.
That you got to know when to put your foot down. When she asks you something, you just give it a look. And you go, oh, okay. All right, cool. Don't even worry about it. I'm good. You know? And it's the same principle vice versa, you know? Where you sit in the couch, and you're like, baby, I think I'm going to go hang out with the boys. And she looks at you and goes, yeah, do that. Mm-hmm. Do that. And you pick up on that going, you know what? I'm going to be right here on the couch chilling, baby. Don't even worry about it. I got you. Don't even worry about it. I got you. So you got to find a balance, man. You got to find a balance because for a long time, I was this soft guy, if you may, you know, I just want to be passionate, man. And I just want to be in love and I'm going to do everything for her. You know, like, it's cool, baby. You're tired. I got you. I'll go cook.
Damn.
Oh, you got your long day at work. I got the foot rub.
You know,
oh, your back sore. I got the massage.
Women at home are like, that's what I want.
Exactly what they're thinking, right? But I mean, because I had to go through the whole therapy thing.
Yeah.
And my therapist said to me, she said, you're an intellectual dude, so everything you say, you push it out on an intellectual level, but you don't connect with the emotion. So you'll do all the nice things. You do all the foot rubs, you cook, but your heart is not in it. Mm. You know what I mean? And I think that's why you got to find a person's heart. You got to understand their heart.
Because
if you understand the heart, you understand the person, mind, body, and soul.
Mm. But that's the hard part, right?
No, it's not hard. You got to take the time. I think we don't take the time often. Oftentimes for us, again, the instant gratification. It's like, how many people actually read the manual for anything at all that they get?
Never.
Unless they really have to, right?
And you Google it.
It's kind of like, I got to figure it out. Yeah,
there's a quicker way.
YouTube, like, come on, let's YouTube that thing. Let's see somebody do it.
Surely there's a quicker way to do that.
Exactly. So it's the same way where I say that if I don't take the time to get to know you, like how do you meet the woman without having met the child?
Hmm.
How do you meet the man without having met the boy?
Hmm.
So if my childhood was very thuggish, maybe that's why I'm so thug today. Damn it. You know what I'm saying? And here I am out here. I'm like, I want to get into that S&M girl. I'm going to tie you up. I'm going to tie you up and do all these nasty things to you. And you're sitting there going, no, I ain't. No, you ain't.
I wish people could see all the actions you're making right now.
But it's the truth, though. As guys, I feel like we're always, we want what we want.
Yes.
And so, like I said, if I feel, I want to tie you up. And you're like, no, you're not. And we get into a fight because I'm like, well, yeah, but how come you don't want to do? What if you were beaten as a child? What if you were tied up in a room as a child? What if you were raped as a child?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Mm.
And so we have to talk about what we've been through.
Mm.
In order to know why we are who we are and where we are.
And peeling back the layers.
There you go.
Mm.
You got to get right down to the tiny bit of that onion and then put it back together.
Mm.
And so I will know how to react to you when you do something.
Mm.
But if I don't know what you've been through, and if I've asked you and you're like, no, I'm good.
Mm.
And men do that a lot.
Yeah.
We're like, you're like, baby, are you okay? You're like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm good.
Yeah.
You sure? Yeah. Hey, I'm good.
And like we could say I'm good and tears are running down our face. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Don't mind this. It's an allergy.
See, exactly. But it's like how women always say men don't feel. We don't hurt, you know, especially after a breakup.
Mm.
No, we do. Well, we hurt. It's just that we don't do the whole ice cream stories.
Well, you know, Toni Braxton makes it kind of hard not to. Like, just you put on a Toni Braxton album.
Yeah.
You call a friend.
Yeah.
You know, and you just sit in front of, you don't even need to be watching anything.
Yeah, exactly.
And
that's what you guys do.
Unbreak my heart.
Wow, for us guys, we call up the boys. We're like, let's go drink. Let's go have a good time. Turn up. That's what we do. That's our version of tissues and love movie and ice cream.
Because then you guys post that on Instagram and then you call a friend again. And then you're like, did you see? He's happy without me.
That's exactly my point. But we're just having a good time. Because, again, we're not emotional beings.
Yeah.
We're physical beings.
Yeah.
You know, so ever since the Yay grade, we were just like, yo, let's take this outside, fam. We're going to talk about this outside. Which is why it's so difficult for a man in a relationship once a woman shuts down.
Mm.
So once the silence thing coming, we're just like, yo, whoa, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
You know, and it's difficult. It's difficult.
And we've like mastered the silent treatment.
Exactly. And I've mastered it now too.
Shush.
Oh, I've mastered it now too.
It's never fun when a man can do what you do.
Exactly. No, I've mastered that thing now.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, I've mastered it now. It's not because I'm not talking to you. I'm just in a spiritual phase. I'm out here listening to some Deepak. You know, I got my candles lit. I hear good music. I'm in my affirmations. And
and you're just like, I'm not being drawn into that.
Exactly. I go listen to my music loud. And I'll make sure it's Adele screaming out her lungs, hello from the other side.
But I find that nothing defuses a fight more than someone who's not willing to fight.
And that's it.
You know? And I think a lot of us want to be right so often.
Exactly.
That we don't just keep quiet and just like, oh.
Exactly. I've learned how to just be quiet in the moment.
Damn.
And it's scary. It's scary sometimes.
But that can be frustrating. Like,
it is.
I feel like because for a woman, if we want to like explode now, we want you to explode down, then we're like, And then afterwards we like walk away like, are you hungry? Because I'm really hungry.
Yeah.
That took it all out of me.
But for me, I just keep quiet. I just keep quiet. And I want you to have your moment to speak.
But have you noticed how it starts off with an elevated tone?
Yeah.
And the quieter you are, it's just like a decrease.
Yeah, because I'm like, I'm not going to fight with you.
Yeah, and then it's like, you know, you're just not listening to me right now. And you're like, I'm listening.
That's why I'm quiet. You know, and you're like, basically that goes back to the parent. That goes back to our parents. Because when we, as kids, if we speak, they're like, don't talk back when I'm talking.
Yeah.
And if you decide to keep quiet, it's like, I'm speaking to you. Okay.
Am I speaking to a wall?
What do you want? Okay, you said I shouldn't talk. I'm not talking. Shut up. But you just said I should speak. Okay. Let's enjoy
that that brings
thing.
Back some traumatic memories
yeah.
for almost all of us.
No, man. I've just come to realize, like, it's the same way I get annoyed at friends.
Okay.
When I make the phone call. Yeah. Hey, what's going on, dude? How you been? And then they take over the phone call. You're like, why didn't you call me if you wanted to talk? Why are you? This is my phone call. I called you.
This is my airtime, though.
So these days, I've just learned to find a balance in between.
Yeah.
It's not that I'm not. I don't like zone out.
Yeah.
I listen.
Okay.
You know, and that's probably something I learned through my therapist. So she's just like, you know, when it's like she describes it to be like a tennis game.
Okay.
You know? So when the ball comes over there, if you don't hit it back, we can't play.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
when you slam that ball at me and I don't hit it back, you don't know, hey, did it go past him? Did it hit him in the head? Did
is
it go
he in the game?
Is he,
did he fall asleep?
Exactly.
Is he here?
Exactly. And so I keep quiet as well, so I don't have to say something that I will regret later.
Ooh. But that's
powerful. I just keep quiet in the moment. And that's no, trust me, it's been years of training.
Yeah.
And every now and then you still go off the walls.
And you just like,
mhm. But you've learned to. I've just realized if like you said, if I shout with you, we're both just shouting.
Mm.
You know, and eventually you're gonna say something you're gonna regret, and all that's gonna do right there, the physical side of me is gonna come into play where I'm like,
yeah.
And the emotional side of you coming into play. I'm really emotional right now. You know, so I just walk out the room, take a minute, let that be that.
That is very mature.
Yeah.
That is very mature.
It's not always accepted. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, one of my exes, she used to do the whole timeout thing.
Oh.
As soon as she realized we were about to get into heavy, she go, time out.
Oh.
And she would just walk away.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was irritating at first, but when the fight is in your side and you know you're winning the fight, you just go, time out.
So that while you're alone and thinking
exactly.
about your life.
Go think about that. That's like literally go, that's literally as a child, go sit in the corner.
And think about what
think about what just happened. Exactly.
Why do you think so many women are struggling, though, with finding the one or this, or finding a partner, you know? I mean, that's whenever you sit with women, that's usually the topic that will come up.
Yeah, especially when I do this book club thing.
Mm.
I think it goes back to that. I think there's a struggle between this whole thing of feminism and, you know, where do I stand in society? I think people are uncomfortable with the idea of that old school idea of, you know, a woman belongs in the kitchen. That's fine. All I'm saying is, if you say you want a man, let the man do the man thing.
Mm.
And do the woman thing. There's nothing wrong with being a woman.
Mm. Mm.
You're a woman. Be a woman.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm a man. Let me handle the man stuff.
Yeah. But it gets tough, you know, because of these blurred lines that we have now in society.
No, which is why in my book I speak about be clear about the rules of engagement.
Okay.
You have to be clear about the rules of engagement.
Okay, and what are the rules of engagement?
You got to be honest from the get-go.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me exactly what you want. What are you hoping to achieve from this?
Hmm. Well, that's usually because we send our representative, right?
Yes.
So then we're like, I'm going to show him this part.
Exactly.
Trap him.
Exactly.
And then he'll see the crazy.
But what happens in that situation is that the things you used to find endearing are now the most irritating.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying? Because what happens on our first date is that we bring in, I like to call it the PA moment.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do what I think you like.
Yeah.
You're going to do what you think I like. And if we secretly like each other, we kind of sit there going, so when do we do it? Right?
Like the countdown in
exactly.
your head.
Exactly. And if we have done it.
Then it's like,
Then we're like, okay, that was cool. And if we like it, it's kind of like, so when can we do it again?
Yeah.
And before you know it, you get pregnant or something crazy happened. And you're like, oh, this was the last thing I even. You don't really know me.
Yeah.
What am I like when something as basic as the internet isn't working? Yeah. Am I up to your levels of hygiene? Like, am I the dude that's kick off my shoes and throw my socks over there? Do
you
I leave sprinkles?
Twice a day
do
or
I leave sprinkles all over your toilet seat?
Oh.
What am I like? Like, what am I? You don't know.
Yes.
Get some time to know me.
Mm.
And I read it. I mean, I think women also place too much emphasis on sex.
Oh yeah.
You place way too much emphasis on sex.
Because women
if you want to have sex, have sex.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you don't want to have sex, then don't have sex.
Yes.
But don't hook up with a dude, and then when dude is no longer there, you're like, oh, so now that you've had what you want, now you're just going, come on, man. Come on.
He used me, and then he left me.
Come on.
Yes.
I'm saying because you see, if you didn't make the emphasis about the sex, you wouldn't be basing it on that.
Yes.
But because you placed everything on the sex, then what do you expect?
But there was a viral video going around where a grandma advising a daughter on, you know, before you jump into bed with a man,
yeah,
get to know him.
Yeah.
And especially if this is a man that you think is going to be maybe a long term or you mm-hmm. really like this guy, mm-hmm. get to know him. Get to know if his family suffers from some diseases, you know, yeah. get to know him as a man.
Yeah.
Because you only spend like 10, 15 minutes in a bedroom. And if that's all you have in common, then, well, you're screwed.
Wait, 10, 15 minutes? Wait, give me a second. Did she say 10, 15 minutes? Cause she need to come see this Jamaican boy. She need to come see this Jamaican boy, Jonah. Come on now. 10, 15 minutes in the bedroom? What? That's not even my foreplay time. That's not even my... No, come on. No, hold up. Wait. No, let's talk about this. No, let's talk about this. We're going to talk about this.
Let's go back. Let's
10
talk.
To 15 minutes in the bedroom? That should just be the kissing bit, no? Right? I mean, I haven't even said to her yet, come sit in my mouth, right? Okay, all right, okay. All right. Oh, we, oh, okay, all right. Fine. Oh, wrong show? Okay, wrong show. All right, cool, wrong show. All right.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm saying, like, and I think that's what it is, yeah. too. Like, I think so much emphasis is placed on sex. Like, we need to just, yeah. sex is supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be enjoyed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At whatever level, it's supposed to be enjoyed.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And I mean, what? Why do we have sex apart from the reproductive areas of it? You know what I mean? To yeah. multiply the earth, if you may. Apart from that, isn't it for enjoyment and orgasm?
Yeah.
We're supposed to have orgasms out here, right?
Yeah.
So if you're not going to orgasm, why are we doing this?
That is true.
Why are we doing it?
That is very true. But that is why I don't understand why women fake an orgasm. Like just if.
But also, y'all keep quiet. Like y'all keep quiet. Like just gonna pretend to be fine. Why are you doing it in the first place? I'm a talkative dude when it comes to sex. But I talk my ass off. I be like, girl, for that head you just gave me, you deserve. You know. I'm stupid. Like, okay, all right. I'm just saying, we got to talk yeah. about it. You know,
yeah.
we got to talk about what we like and what we enjoy. But yes. I think, so here's the thing. Here's the concept.
Yeah.
A man, once I'm inside, I don't care what you look like. I'm inside. I don't care about your stretch marks. I don't care about all your boobs are sitting. Like, I don't. Like, you know what I mean? Women do that all the time. It's kind of yes. like, oh my gosh, she wants to go down on me. Am I okay? Am I smelling right? You should have checked that before I got here. Come on. Come on. Really? Are my boobs sitting right? Oh, gosh, I got to make sure they perk up a little bit. I don't care about your boobs at this point. Come on, now. Like, we got to be honest about it, man. We don't talk enough about this.
We don't.
We got to be honest about it. If you're out there and you're having a good time, tell dude, hey, I'm having a great time.
Yeah.
And if you wanted to slow it down, be like, yo, what you think this is? Slow down. I feel like a hump chump. This is not a porno. What you think this is? Man, you got to stop, man. Come on. Folks make me mad. Oh, gosh. It doesn't make any sense to me, though. It doesn't make any sense.
Wow.
We got to talk about it. It doesn't make any sense. And if you and if you're going to waste her time, because I said in my book, I speak about this as well, where I said women love sex as much as men do.
Yeah.
If not more, actually. Mm. As long as she's not wasting her nakedness.
Yeah.
And she's happy.
Yes.
And I'm saying, dudes, if you're going to go inside this woman to spend 5 minutes or 10 minutes, why don't you go do it with yourself in the bathroom, my friend? Why are you inviting her to this party?
Well, it's not really a party.
That's my point. I was just about to be like, okay.
It's not even an interlude to a song.
I mean, really? You out here looking like a retarded seal. Come on, man. No, bro. Come on. This woman hasn't hooked up in 6 months. And you coming up here for 3 minutes? You deserve, man. Oh, gosh. It makes me so mad. It makes me so mad.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it makes me mad. Oh, it makes me so mad.
Wow.
It makes me so mad.
Oh, my God.
That makes me so mad. It really does. It makes me mad. Imagine you haven't been touched
point.
In 6 months. Imagine.
Yeah.
You have not been touched in six
yeah.
months.
I've been saving myself.
You know
keeping myself together.
You went
waxing.
Out. You're like, let me get the Brazilian down the line. I'm going to get the Hollywood strip. You're telling your girlfriend, you're like, girl, it's about to go down tonight. It's about to go down tonight.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you
yeah.
made all this good food. You got the incense going. I'm not into incense. So when I come over, don't put an incense on it. I'm not into that incense stuff. You know, you can put some oil, though. You know that new school oil with the water and the stuff with the aroma. Yeah, you can put all that stuff. You can put all that on, right? But, you know.
But
I mean,
no incense.
And, you know, and you got this thing going on,
yeah.
right? And you're like, dude, it's about to go down. You kissing, you getting down. You're like, ooh, child.
Mm.
You climb up and it's over.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
What?
You're like, I don't know.
And we're 42. They look at you like, you see the movies, they're like, it's okay. No, I understand. It's okay. It's not okay. It's not okay. There's nothing okay about a guy coming. Come on, man. Come on. 3 minutes. What's wrong with you?
It's because we try and save the ego.
No, don't save anybody's egos. In my book, I speak about no mercy shags. I don't do mercy shags. No. Oh,
but I guess it's a reciprocal process at the end of the
day. It is. But, it's what I say as well, right? Where I say that women... Okay, all right, so I'll give this classic example.
Yes.
Guy sleeping. You're sleeping next to guy.
Yeah.
Guy wakes up. Guy's already thinking about sex. And he's like, it's going to go down. Right? You're still sleeping. Yeah. I'm standing over there with a boner. You're still sleeping. I'm halfway there. I wake you up and I just want to push it in. And I'm like,
no.
And you're now lying there going, really? You woke me up for this?
For this shit.
You woke me up for this?
Now I'm going to have a long ass day at work.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. You got to warm up the engine, my dude. You got to get her up to your level. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You got to wake. And come on. Don't be poking me to wake me up, baby. Baby. Nah, baby. Don't wake me up like that. Don't wake me up like that. There are nicer ways to wake me up. I've got a gorgeous strawberry lollipop right over the chocolate for you, baby. Chocolate strawberry time. Good for you. I'm just saying. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Put some thought into this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you can't be out here talking about baby mow the lawn when you ain't pruning the edges, fella, what's wrong with you? Prune them edges, man. Smell good. Do something about your edges. Come on. I should stop
this
talking.
It's a passionate subject for
you. It's a passionate subject. Yeah. Sex is important.
It is important.
It's important to me when it's done right. It's done right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I always say to people, you ever notice when you're fighting with your person?
Yeah.
No matter how much you say, okay, it's cool, we good, I forgive you.
Mm.
Not until we hook up.
Yeah, no, that's like
not
the
until,
seal.
You know, that's the seal.
If that, no.
You see what I'm saying?
Then and it's so awkward. It's so awkward.
Exactly.
Like, we're still walking on eggshells. Like, yeah. So I don't know if I speak too loud.
No. Yeah. No, you guys, we got to talk about it, man. We got
to
talk about
we
it.
We need to have you back here to talk about this.
We got
to
talk about
it. But this time, we're going to be focusing straight on sex.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very passionate about that.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, because I work with a gynecologist as well, Dr. T.
Yeah.
And we talk about these things. We got to talk about it. Like, we there's just too much. We try to make it like sex is awkward.
Yeah.
Sex is incredible if it's done right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why it breaks my heart when a woman says, oh, sex is overrated. What? Who have you been hooking up with? What? Overrated? What? No, girl. No. 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 I disagree.
Oh, my gosh. No, but I mean, studies are always being done on women and how many women actually enjoy sex and how many women orgasm during sex or before sex, you know?
Yeah.
And it's the number's not that high, you know, of women
it's
who actually
it's not that high. It's not a high because
satisfaction.
I understand the concept of that,
mm-hmm.
all right? But I'm saying if you're in tune with your... It's like I always say to people, like I always say to friends, like, dude, you can't tell me your girl is faking an orgasm and you don't know it.
That's true.
I can understand your first hookup because you don't know her.
You don't know them.
You don't know what she's about. You don't know what kind of thing. Everybody got a funky thing they do during their orgasm, okay? Everybody got something funky they do during their orgasm. I'm telling you now. Pay attention. Come on, man. Come on. Everybody got a... Is it going to be that retarded phase? It is going to be some claws in your back. It is going to be... the monster sound. Whatever it's going to be, everybody got something they do during their orgasm. So don't be telling me you didn't know your girl was faking it or your dude was faking it. Come on. Come on, man.
I think it's a lot harder for a man to fake it than it is for a woman.
No, I could fake it if I want to.
Sure.
Yeah, dude. Come on, man. Yeah. I could fake it if I wanted. I can fake it.
Really?
I might be running to the bathroom so you don't see the condom, but I can fake it. We got to talk about it, man. We got to talk about it. We don't talk about it enough, and we're not honest.
We're not honest because it's still a very taboo subject, right?
But why should it be taboo?
Exactly.
How did you get here? Come on, man. Come on. Come on. Why should it be taboo?
A rocket ship.
You know what I mean? And it's that thing. And that's what I'm saying. It breaks my heart when a girl says, I can't do this with him. But then here comes Jabulani over here, and she's like, oh, I do everything with Jabulani. Then why aren't you with Jabulani? You know what I'm saying? And she goes, no, well, sexually, we're everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Relationship wise, we are nothing. So for
that
the rest of the
life,
for the rest of their life, you're just gonna be like, okay, so you're not exactly happy.
Yeah, but you know what? A woman can like put sex as the last thing on the bucket list. So if he's a good provider, he's, you know, he takes care of the kids.
No, I disagree.
I disagree. Really?
I disagree because eventually everybody wants to have a good D. Come on.
Of course, but I mean, it's not.
No, but you see, you're contradicting yourself now. You said, but of course. You see?
But if you find a great guy who does everything else and he treats you like a queen,
no.
And the deed is not that great. It's just like
I've met women who are amazing. Like queen. They handle everything. Get up in the sack. It ain't quite right. I'm walking away. I am walking away. Because I'm going to be the dude. I'm going to be the dude out here cheating on you. Imagine, I know what Sharon just gave me, and you coming up here with your Shaquisha self talking about I ain't do what? You better get yourself together. Man, come on. No, dude, no.
Oh my gosh,
No. Like, we're not honest. Like, think about it. So dude provides, I mean, how many times have you seen it? Yeah. No, he's a great provider. He's amazing with kids. And he's just, he just doesn't smell right, though. You see what I'm saying? And nobody talking about it. Dude got halitosis and you trying to feed him chewing gum every time you try to kiss him? Come on, man. Tell the dude you need to go to the dentist. I'm you know, maybe my honesty is just too much for people sometimes.
It's refreshing. Really refreshing.
I'm serious. I'm about to go down on you. I'm like, good Lord, where have you been? No. Let's talk about it, man. Come on, man. No. I'm just saying, you need to see the gynecologist. Because, all right, I'm going to be honest with you. All right?
Yeah,
I think women got three kinds of smells.
Okay.
Just like breath.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
It's the one where you go, and often times girls will go, wait, did she just get off her periods, maybe? No. Has she been out all day? She should have showered. Come on, man. It's the same concept for dudes. Dudes are like, oh, come on, baby, give me some. Go about you, go shower and prune them edges. Smell good for a change. Come on, man. No.
Well, you have everyone in studio just dying.
No, but I'm saying that we gotta speak the truth. Like, if we don't speak the truth, we're forever going to be having problems in our relationships.
So oh, my
If
God.
You know you're into something, tell her.
Yeah.
In my book, I spoke about this one story where she felt she wanted to explore.
Yeah.
All right? The character's name is Priya.
Yeah.
And she wanted to explore. But she didn't feel like she could do that with her man.
Mm.
You know, she was like, I wanted to try anal. I want to try new things. I want to be tied up.
Yeah.
I want to try chocolate.
Yeah.
I want to try all these things.
If he looks at me funny?
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
And then she went out. Ooh. She decided that I'm not happy here anymore.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave. Mm. So she leaves. And it's a true story.
Wow.
It's an interview that I did in New York. And she came back 6 months later kind of thing.
Okay.
You know, telling this guy, I'm so sorry. I really messed up. I need you. I can't do this. Right. Mm. Long story short, dude was just like, I wanted to do all those things. I just didn't know how to tell you that I wanted to do those things in case you were going to see me as weird.
Huh.
So the irony of the story is,
if they're
be
just
honest
then.
With who you're with, because you may have already found exactly what you're looking for.
Wow. And that is wisdom, guys. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe the show has come to an end.
Oh, it has? Oh, damn it.
On the highest note.
Oh.
But you are definitely coming back. I feel like there needs to be a part two of this.
No, we got
to
talk about it.
And a focus on it. And take the taboo out of sex, for goodness sake.
We have to. Like, I'm just saying. I got to have me a good time. If that sex is over in 5 minutes, I may as well have been masturbating. I'm sorry. It's the truth.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for listening, guys. We will see you next week.
Come on, dudes. CliffCentral.com.